Talking with Ashland Greenwood head football coach Ryan Thompson. His team will face Syracuse state quarterfinal action in Class C1. Coach, you know, one of the final eight left standing there after a dominant win on Friday over Chatterin. You know, tell us about that win and what you like now that you've had a few days probably to look back on it.
Yeah, I just like how our kids, again, the theme that we're trying to accomplish is just come out and lock in and be prepared from the opening kickoff. I think we did. You know, we executed at a high level. I think our game plan, they were able to carry it out pretty well. So just really proud of them being able to keep locking in week after week and understanding what we have to do to hopefully get some points on the board and keep points off the board, which with whatever team we're facing. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, back-to-back dominant wins now over, you know, playoff teams. You know, the week before you had ended the regular season with a win over Gross Catholic, and, you know, the last seven or eight games you guys have been really dominant. Do you feel like you guys are playing your best football right now?
You know, that was our goal. I think we wanted to try to peak when we got to November, and I think we're really close. I still think, you know, as a coach, we always think this way, but there's room for improvement, fundamentally, technique. But, boy, our kids are pretty locked in right now, which is really nice to see, and we're going to need to be obviously this week to try to earn another week together and move on.
I know, you know, when I've talked to you throughout the year, I think every time we've talked about how good Derek has been, and the offense has been really good. Maybe haven't given the defense enough credit. You know, another really good showing from that side of the ball. What have been the things that have stood out to you defensively as you guys have maneuvered through the season?
Yeah, I think just our kids just keep getting better. We had a lot in at the start of the season we thought we needed, and we kind of took a lot of it out and just focused on us and some fundamentals and technique. And I really think they've improved week to week to week, which is allowing us to play really fast and at a high level. So I think that's kind of where it was. We just simplified everything, and the kids really got good at what they're supposed to do. And we've seen that improvement on film.
Yeah, you know, and with the offense, obviously, you know, Derek has been really good, and then you guys have ran the ball at a very good clip as well. It looks like you've been pretty balanced. I mean, speak to that, and coming into the year, did you think you guys could be as balanced as you've been offensively?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing was we moved a few guys around and added some linemen that previously were tight ends or a Y-off position. So we didn't know how fast our line would come together, but they really started making strides about, you know, after that first third of the season, and our running game started taking off a little bit more. So it's always great to have a complementary offense with a balanced run and passing attack, just so that, you know, defense can't, you know, tee off on one aspect of the game. So I really like where we're at. You know, our backfield with Cale Smith and Grayson Nolan and Sam Munt sometimes there. Really, it's a good balance, and we got a lot of ways to hopefully get the ball to people.
Now, looking to Friday, you know, state quarterfinal matchup coming up with Syracuse. Early thoughts on them and the challenges they'll present to your team?
Yeah, just a very well-coached team. They're very physical, very aggressive on both sides of the ball. You know, we're going to see a more unique offense than we've seen all year with their double wing rushing attack that just, you know, kind of frustrates and makes defenses kind of get a little jumpy just because they're so methodical and those guys run it at a very high level. We're just going to have to be patient with that. Their defense, again, they just fly around. They take away space in a hurry, and it's just going to be a great challenge as we expect with eight teams remaining.
What does an Ashland Greenwood path to victory have to look like on Friday?
Oh boy. The normal stuff, but just playing a clean football game. Clean doesn't mean that, you know, we don't get stopped on third down, or, you know, we give up so many yards or whatever. It's just, we feel very confident as we're playing that things are going to go our way and go the correct direction. So just playing a clean football game. You know, the line of scrimmage is going to be huge with their style of play there at Syracuse. So we got to be able to control that for most of the night. And then obviously turnovers are going to be big. That's a momentum deal. If we're giving the ball away and we only get, you know, eight possessions a game because of their offense and the way they eat clock, that's going to be a huge thing.
That's Ryan Thompson, head football coach at Ashland Greenwood. Coach, appreciate the time today, and we wish you the best going forward there on Friday.
All right. I appreciate it. As always, thanks for having us on.